We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chav Hes, Sivhei, Miyom Rishon Shekoyim Rosh Hashanah, Ve'elech, from this first Sunday before Rosh Hashanah and on, Mashkim L'Slichas, we start saying Slichas. B'mchal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Sheni B'yom Shlishi, but if Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, Maschil Miyom Rishon B'Shvua Koydim, we begin from the Sunday or the week before. We always want to begin on a Sunday, and we always want to have a minimum of 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. There are many different opinions when is the best time to say Slichas. Many suggest that it should be in the last 3 hours of the night. Some say that the first night of Slichas, we say Slichas by Chatzos, and that the other days, even though it's preferable to say Slichas earlier, Slichas can be said even later, even after the nights or whenever, right before Shachris. And even if one missed saying Slichas before Shachris, they could say Slichas before Mincha. But Slichas should not, unless for extenuating reasons, not be said before Chatzos, because the Shloish Esrei Midas should never be said before Chatzos. Kshmashkimim, when one gets up to say Slichas, Tzrichim Litl Yadayim, we have to wash our hands, Lavarcha until Shadayim, make the Bracha, or Brichas HaTayrab, Vachas Slichas, and after the Slichas, Yitl Yadayim Shenis Blei Bracha, wash the hands again, but this time, not make a Bracha, and no matter what time one gets up, they should wash their hands and make those brachas, the brachas until Shadayim, Mashiyotzar, and brachas Atayr when he gets up. Especially if Slichas was said before the Alois, after the Alois, one should wash their hands again, but one doesn't need to interrupt the middle of the Slichas if it becomes the Alois. They could wait for after Slichas to wash their hands again. Sevav, Shlich Tzibu Shem Slichas, the Shlich Tzibu who says Slichas, Yisata b'talas mitzuyatsa should put on a talas kodesh shemask l'asher before he begins Ashrei. However, l'fisheish sofik and yivarek bracha talas shalik shalav shabalayla. There's a question if one makes a bracha on a talas when he puts on the talas by night. Oloy yivarek, or if you don't make a bracha when you put on a talas at that time. Since it's not clear what should be done, alkein l'yitel ashaloy, he shouldn't take neither his own talis, nor should he take the talis of the tzibur. So what he should do is al yishloi talis me'acher. He should borrow a talis from somebody else. V'mein benimtzu talis klal. And if there is no talis available, then the halach will be that yochol yichayim leim tzlichas yishloi shemidus gam bloi talis. They could be said even without a talis. Yesh mekayim shenayigin shespal slichas mespal gam shachas mincha v'gam marav shulfanav. The place that the minig is whoever is the baal tefillah for slichas is also the baal tefillah for shachas and mincha and the previous marav from kainim la'avil u'mayil yartzeit, and he takes precedence over an avil and mayil and yartzeit. Toiv lamed b'amir slichas. It's proper to stand for the entire slichas. However, misha kashla yamid, if somebody has difficulty, yamid l'chal pachs b'amiris kemelch yoshev v'chul v'shlesh v'samidis, for those who should always stand, din aviris vidu ayin l'kamon. Of course, if one is saying slichas and it's ready after this man that you could put on tzitzis in the morning, then there's no question you could put on even your own talis or the talis that belongs to the tzibur. It's appropriate to pick a shlich tzibur. She spells shlichus b'yom deroyim. The one who will be the baal tefillah by slichus in the yom deroyim ish a person shuhagin v'gadol who is a well behaves properly. He's a gadol b'torah ma'asim tovim. He's a talmud chacham. He does ma'asim tovim. Kafi shem efshalim. So the best that you could find. It's also a point to look for a person who has good yichus. וגם שיהיה בן 30 שנה, so it should also be 30 years old, שאז כבר נחר שיח סדאון שבחרוסוי, he's not as hot tempered anymore, ונכנע ליבוי, he's more calm. The Paiskim, the Magen Avraham already says, that the necessity of identifying about tefillah with all of these points is much less nowadays than earlier times. In those days, the Baal Tefillah davened, and he was mitzi the tzibur. Nowadays, we all daven for ourselves. So that's what, two things. That's why we don't have to be so strict with all these requirements. But on the other hand, it turns out that each one of us is somewhat of a Baal Tefillah. And since each one of us is somewhat a Baal Tefillah, as we learned and we're going to learn how the Baal Tefillah has to prepare himself before he davens, that is appropriate for everybody now because we're all our own Baal Tefillah. The Gam Yenosi, he also be a person who's married, V'yeli Bonim, just like we find that the Gemara Masech, the Yuma teaches us that a Kohen Gadol had to have a wife, and they even prepared for him a backup wife if something were chas v'sholem to happen to his wife. And therefore, even somebody who was married and unfortunately lost his wife should not l'chatchila be appointed for the Baal Tefillah. But if he was already appointed and now he lost his wife, then he could continue being the Baal Tefillah. But if somebody was divorced, and especially if it wasn't a simple divorce, that's something that needs to be paid attention to if he should be the Baal Tefillah. Vigam ye nosiv ye lebonim, he should be married with children. For such individuals who shoifach liba imapal tanirnim b'kerif salev, he has many needs, and therefore he's going to daven the proper way. V'ken yedadiku livka tekeya, they should pick the Baal Tekeya shiitka shoifah b'Rav Shoshana, that will blow the shoifah b'Rav Shoshana. V'ken amakwil f'nei tekeya, the person who's going to be announcing tekeya shvaram t'rua, she about Torah should also be Talmid Chachamim. V'yir k'mish afshalem limtzoi. They should find the best that they can. And the Mishnah Berurah says the requirement of a Baal Tekeya is greater than the requirement of a Baal Tefillah. For as we said, the Baal Tefillah nowadays is not mitzi other people with the Tefillah, whereas the Baal Tekeya blows and he's mitzi the tzibur. So therefore, we have to be much more concerned about who is the Baal Tekeya. Everybody is qualified. It has to be somebody that the community is satisfied with. And therefore, if one sees that there's any machlokes, he should avoid being the Baal Tefillah. Even though he knows that the other person is not as qualified as him. Certainly, if somebody is going to blow the shofar a bit about tefillah, and he has an enemy in the community who has specifically in mind that I don't want to be mitzi him, then not only will the people that he has in mind that he doesn't want to be mitzi not yaitza, no one will be yaitza, unless there are extenuating circumstances. Sif ches avel kol shtem asu chodesh ach avel v'imai, an oval for all 12 months after he has lost a parent. He shouldn't be the Shlich Tzibur Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, nor should he be the Baal Tekeya on Rosh Hashanah. Elam ein acha hagen kamayu, unless we can't find anybody else. However, if he's in the Shloshim on other relative siblings, children, if he already is the previous Baal Tekeya or Baal Tefillah, he could continue. Because as we learned, he's not going to have the Shloshim anyway because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur take it away. There is a question if a person, the Makri, who's an Ovel, if a Makri who's an Ovel should be the Makri, about Kaira could certainly be about Kaira if he's an Ovel. Avel emloi hechzik, but if this person doesn't have a chazaka, v'yesh acha kogen kamayu, and there's somebody else who's equally qualified, then the halach is yesh lahachmer, that it shouldn't be about tefillah. If somebody is an ovel, and he shouldn't really be a Baal Tefillah, but he insists on being the Baal Tefillah. It says the Elef HaMogen, it's not something to get into a machloikus about. Ovel koymes, ava koymes slichas afilu by Rosh Hashanah, when the rest of the slichas, even at Rosh Hashanah, mutal l'chol ovel li yishlich tzibur, an ovel could be yishlich tzibur, ach loy b'tach shiva, he should not be the Baal Tefillah, not during the shiva. Siftas yochraim slichas, a yochru saying slichas, ein rishoy loy m'shloish esr middes derach tefillah b'kosha, shloish esr middes should not be said without a minion, unless you're saying it derach kriya b'toira, the nigun b'tamim, unless you're only saying it as if you're reading from the Torah. It came in Malkum Shaniska Shloisha Midras. Wherever Shloisha Esra Midras are mentioned, where Kogoyin, where we say Zechol Ano Yom Brish Shloisha Esrei, Ukadoima, Yesh Leladalig, you should skip them if you're davening B'yechidus. The Kena Kodesh Bakosha Shem Belosh Narami, any of the tefillahs that are said in Narami, Kogoy Machi V'masi V'chula Marn, Dishmai V'chula, Layomer El Besara, they should only be said be when there's a minion, because when somebody davens b'yichidus, the Gemara Masech Tesoita, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us the Melachei Asharis who are needed to bring up those tefillahs aren't available, don't come when somebody davens b'yichidus. Tefillah b'tzibur doesn't need Malachim's intervention, and therefore we could say it anyway, and the tefillah is accepted. Sif Yud. Oval Osalachis Mebesa Lalachis Besa Knesses Lemus Slichas. An oval may now leave his home to go to Shul to say Slichas. Milvad Be'er V'Shoshana, only in Erev Shoshana, Shemabim Beslichas, where they say many Slichas. However, we can say Slichas in the home of an oval where they're sitting Shiva, but we don't say in the Filas Apayim in the home of a novel. And therefore, if there's a minion in their home, if there's a minion, they should say the slichas without that piece. If Ovel came in Erev Rosh Hashanah to say slichas, as we just said, it's permitted, can he continue staying there for tefillah, or should he go home? There are different menhagim what he should do under those circumstances. Sif Yurav Shlich Tzibur Shispal B'Yom Neroim, the Shlich Tzibur, who is the Baal Tefillah on Yom Neroim, V'Kena Tekeya, the Baal Tekeya, Tzrich and Lifesh Atzatzma Shloshi Yom Lufnei Rosh Hashanah, they have to separate themselves for 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, B'Kol Dova Mevel De Tuma, for anything that could bring Tuma, V'Yilmadu Ki Yavi Yecholten Purusha Tefillahs, they should learn as best as possible what the Tefillahs mean, V'Luchas Tekiyas, and the halachas. V'gam yilmadu sifrei musar. They should learn musar. Amarim slave adam to inspire people. V'yir mipach Hashem medar ga'oinai. And they should be in fear of Hashem. V'kumay lishbar haaretz as Hashem comes to judge us. Im lo nimtzalam tekeish about the Torah. If you can't find about the case of Talmud Chacham, Yiru al kapanim she yamakri bal Torah. So at least the makri should be a Talmud Chacham. V'yibaki behilchus tekeish shayfer. Knowledgeable in Hilchos Tekiyas Shofar, Shimtera Eze Tars B'Tekiyas, if there will be any mistake while the Tekiyas are taking place, Yeda Malasis, he'll know what to do. The game, Shieda Livdek is a Shofar, he could look at the Shofar and determine in Mukosher if the Shofar is a kosher Shofar.